Christ according to St. Mark. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness proclaiming the baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me, and I'm not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. So it's January, the whatever it is today, and we've got the birthday of our King in the rearview mirror now. And of course, I'm talking about the King of Rock and Roll, Elvis. Psych. Anyway, which I'm sure he's celebrating on Thursday, he was 80. I myself preferred him in the later years when he had the fabulous outfits. Anyway, we do move actually in our church here pretty quickly from the birthday of Jesus the King to the adult ministry of Jesus, which we celebrate his inauguration today. Today we read about the baptism of Jesus, the official beginning of his adult ministry. We do a ton of baptisms, praise God, at Christ Church. I think we did 47 of them last year, and we have another one today. Welcome to the Herndon family. We get to baptize Mills with the tattoo that will not fall off shortly. And yet none of the baptisms so far have had this sort of audiovisual accompaniment that Jesus had at his, because Jesus goes and is baptized in the River Jordan by his cousin, and as he's baptized, the heavens are torn apart, and the Holy Spirit descends on him like a dove. And a voice comes from heaven saying, "You're my Son, the Beloved, my Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." Pretty dramatic. But in Mark's account, there's in fact no indication that anybody but Jesus really sees or hears anything in the account. It's very intimate in some ways. It's as though God the Father is speaking directly to Jesus, his Son, assuring him, preparing him for his life, and eventually for his, of course, death. "With you, I'm well pleased." Now, what I want to focus on is the word that Mark uses versus Matthew and Luke in the account. Because Mark uses the word "torn apart." The heavens were torn apart rather than opened, as in Matthew and in Luke. And the Greek word there is a form of the word schizo, like a schism, or a schizophrenia. Not the same word as open. You know, you open a door, you close the door, and the door looks the same, you know, as it is did before. But you tear something apart, and it's not so easily closed again, is it? You tear the fabric of a shirt apart, or you tear the glossy print of a photograph apart, and the ragged edges are what you have. And the ragged edges never neatly close back as they were. Recently, the handle of my favorite coffee pot, which I use every morning, broke off in the dishwasher, and I was sad because this was a gift from about 13 years ago from my daughter, where you could go and you get a mug and you glaze it and you paint it. And it's a special gift. And so the handle broke off. And the break was pretty clean, so I got some Gorilla Glue and I put it back together. But still, you know, little pieces missing. And I'm worried that, you know, I still use it, but as it'll, you know, I use it, it'll collapse again and I'll spill coffee all over myself. But I want to take the risk because it's a very special mug to me. Because I want the ragged edges to go go back together as they were. But they never do they? You know, you experience, and probably are experiencing right now, some kind of tearing apart in your life. We've had 3 funerals here at Christ Church in the last 2 weeks. You know, and nothing tears apart family like a death. Somebody's absence means that the edges of family life never go back together as they were before. But it's not just death. You know, it doesn't take anything as traumatic as death to tear a life apart. Even happy events, you know, like a child going off to school, or a child getting married, or taking a job somewhere else, out of you know, your own hometown. You know, all these things tear apart how things are. I mean, there's always some kind of tearing apart that happens all the time in life. Entropy, you know, the sort of idea of dissolution, is always at work in life all the time. Mugs break, and children leave, and life changes, and relationships break apart, and edges no longer fit together as they once did. So the good news of this, the torn apartness, the torn open places, is that the torn apart places aren't always bad news. That's the good news, that they're not always bad news. In fact, as we see this morning, it is through the torn open, torn apart place in the heavens at Jesus' baptism that God comes in. The Spirit descends like a dove through the torn open place. God speaks his words of loving assurance. You are my son. I love you. Through the torn apart place. If they weren't torn apart, those things wouldn't happen. And the fact that everything won't be the same can in fact be a very good thing, because God is in the torn apart places, ragged edges of your life. Leonard Cohen sings this in his song, Anthem, which we've done at the 9 before. He sings, ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. God's light shines through the cracks that are in you and in me. Yes, our lives are cracked. Yes, everything is cracked. That's original sin. And yet that's how the light gets in. The movie Wild has just been released, and it's based, of course, on Cheryl Strayed's book. And she tells the story of her life being torn apart, a torn apart place in her life. Her mother dies when she's in her early 20s, and her mother's only 45 years old. And at first, through the enormous crack in her life of her mother's death, comes not light, but chaos and darkness and disintegration. Because in order to numb her pain, she turns to sex. She has random hookup after random hookup, even though she's married to a wonderful, faithful husband. And then she starts using heroin, telling her counselor that sex and drugs are the only thing that can make her feel any better about the torn open place in her life. But then she decides to hike the Pacific Crest Trail in order to just deal with her pain. And although she's an inexperienced hiker, she makes an 1,100-mile journey all by herself. And although there's no positive mention in the book of God, there's some very, very negative ones. There's no positive mention of God. I loved it. The book movie is not as nearly as self-helpy as you might expect. And in fact, at the end of her hike, reflecting on her experience, having delved into the torn apart place, having lived inside the torn apart place of grief, Cheryl asks, what if I forgave myself? What if I forgave myself even though I'd done something I shouldn't have done? What if I were a liar and a cheat and there was no excuse for what I'd done other than because it was what I wanted and needed to do? What if I was sorry, but if I could go back in time, I wouldn't do anything differently? What if what made me do all those things everyone thought I shouldn't have done was what also got me? What if I was never redeemed, but what if I already was? I suspect that Cheryl Strayed may be underestimating the cost of her destructive response to her pain, cost on herself, cost to her husband, cost to those who loved her. But she's on to something. Because, and this is right from Romans 8, God does use all things to work together for good. The ragged edges, the crack in all things, the torn apartness of all things, he uses. And in fact, not just uses as an aside, but primarily because the crack is where the light gets in. And you know, when Cheryl Strayed's right in asking her final question, what if I was already redeemed? Because the great hope and comfort of the gospel is that, yes, you and I are already redeemed. And we know this because a different kind of tearing apart happens in the gospel. And it happens 3 years after the heavens are torn apart. And Jesus comes dripping up out of the water, the baptismal waters, and he hears a voice saying, "You are my beloved son. With you are well pleased." But in this tearing apart, 3 years later, he hangs on a cross. His hands, his feet, his brow torn apart by nails, by thorns. And the scripture tells us that as Jesus hangs there and breathes his last, as he's crucified for us, the curtain of the temple of God is torn apart. This curtain is the barrier between heaven and earth. It is the barrier between God and humanity. Up till now, only the sacrosanct high priest could go behind it, and even then he had to have a rope tied to his leg in case he died before God's holiness, so he could be pulled out. But when Jesus died, the scripture says, behold, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. Rocks split. This time when that tearing apart happens, there's no voice from God. God's silent. God, my God, why have you forsaken me, Jesus says. But there was a voice. It didn't come from far away or up. It came from nearby, right below. The centurion soldier was at the foot of the cross, and he was keeping order. And we saw Jesus had breathed his last. He said, "Truly, this man was God's son." This curtain, the heavens, torn apart so that you and I could now enter into the loving, healing, redeeming presence of God with all the cracks and ragged edges of our life as they are. And never again will that curtain fit together as it once did, shutting us out. Because through the crack in the curtain, God's light shines through. And it will never, ever stop shining. No matter what in your life is torn apart. Because you are already redeemed.